Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to
Renewed Radio.
My family, friends, and guests, welcome to Renew Radio. This is your boy, Mr. S to the P, aka Sam P, here on Renew Radio. Thank you for joining us for another episode. Check it out. This is what I want you to do. If you're near a computer, on Facebook, Twitter, what I want you to do is send your friends a message. Tell them Renew Radio is on and popping, is live, and we about to get some music pumping up for you all to encourage you to transform your mind, because this is your station for transformation, good music, good conversation. Look, check it out. I got my man Christlike here, and he's made a remix to the Whip and Nae-Nae. Now, this is what our children should be listening to in the school system, but that's just me. So check out Christlike with Help Me.
Christ, like word 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 Christ, like word
Now help me clap. Or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap. Or you can praise him. Now help me push. Help me push. Help me push. Help me push. Push, 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 push. Help me push. Help me, help me push. Help me push, 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 push.
Man, the Bible says I gotta praise him, bro. He gave me breath in my life, and I'ma let it show. Yeah, I'm a church boy. They call me Christ-like. I got my fist ball tight, but I ain't gotta fight. Now put your right hand up, your left hand up, now bounce, now bounce. Now slide to the left and slide to the right and knock that devil out. Say put your right hand up, your left hand up, now bounce, now bounce. Now slide to the left and slide to the right and knock that devil out. Hey, now understand what you're doing. This ain't a simple thing. We two-stepping for Christ because he break the chain. You say you waiting on the blessing. It's in your praise, man. Now let me see you bow your head like you don't win it.
Now help me clap.
Come on. Or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap. Or you can praise him. Now help me clap.
Come on.
Or you can praise him. Now help me clap, clap. Or you can praise him. Now help me push. Help me, help me push. Help me, help me push. Help me, help me push. Push, 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 push. Help me, help me push. Help me, help me push. Help me, help me push. Push, 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 push.
You say you walking and you bopping and you doing it big. You say my age going up, but I ain't wearing no wig. I'm gaining knowledge in this thing. Ain't worried about the fame. Instead of calling me, you should be shouting on his name. Ooh,
let me hear you.
Christ-like, doing his thing, continuing to spread the message for Christ, man. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, a.k.a. Sam P. I am glad to be here with you again. It's just a blessing to be here. Look, check it out. I was reading something this week in the Word that inspired me. Because, you know, many of us have struggles in our life, but a lot of times we're not in those environments of grace to allow people to embrace that, so we hold it in. And what happens? People keep saying things over and over again, like a volcano. When you hold things in, it erupts. So this is something, a word of encouragement that the Lord gave me and laid on my heart. It says, I have the power over the enemy or the flesh when I'm connected to Jesus Christ, because it's not my power that I'm using to defeat him. See, one thing about it that you got to understand is that we can't do nothing without Christ, point blank. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much money you make. The thing about it, you're going to always feel empty inside. And so one thing that we have to constantly do is continue. And I'm talking about followers of Christ, obviously, because if you're not a follower of Christ, I pray that every night that, you know, those who don't know Jesus Christ, that they come into the knowledge like me and my wife did. But followers of Christ, just stay encouraged, because I know you may have addictions. You may have struggles. You may have strongholds in your life, meaning those things, those mindsets that you can't escape, those old mindsets that you brought from the world, from the environment that you grew up with, over into your walk. But continue to stay focused on the Lord and know that as long as you're connected to him, you have the power. He has given you the power. And the battle is not yours, it's the Lord, according to 2 Chronicles 20 and 15. You have the power. He has given it to us. All we have to do is use it when we are on this walk. So check it out. Next track we're going to, it's by me, yours truly, Sam P. Look, check it out. Go get your copy of my debut album, Renewed. It's in every digital store that you can name. You can stream it. Look, check it out. You can even, over the Christmas break, while you're traveling north, south, east, and west, you can go ahead and get a CD. Check it out on CD Baby. All you got to do is go to www.cdbaby.com, type in Sam P. You're going to see Renewed. You're going to see a man holding another man's hand, which is me. And it's going to say Renewed, because there's some other Sam P's up there, but that ain't me. So if you get confused, hit me up on my Facebook page at www.facebook.com/renewyourmindproductions and say, Sam, which one is you? Because I didn't know there were that many Sam P's out here. But there's only one Sam P that God created to do this work currently, and to minister the word through music and entertainment to my friends, family, and the world of how he changed my life. So check that out, and check out, this is my single, The World Keeps Turning. Check it out.
Check it out now. It's a battle for the heart of man, cause it's so cold, most build a house on the sand. Fighting daily to love, even through the hate. Rebellion fights back, but love doesn't escape. It's a passion that keeps me coming for my people. My words are more powerful than weapons is lethal. The stone wall of grace will protect you from death as I look to the heavens. I see suicide and human trafficking in the youth. I created them strong cause the future is loose. Who's gonna pray on behalf of the next generation? People hating, but on and on as the battle keeps rolling. I've already won, but the seed that is stolen keeps mankind from receiving new life. You gotta choose to fight. Around and around again. When I created the world, that's the way I designed it to spin. I'm more than you think if you choose my love as I look from above. even through the madness, I'm always here. Many fail to call my name in a time of despair. Amazing grace is the sweet sound I hold in my heart. This is the people that I die for right from the start. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning.
Yeah, I know you turned your back on me, but I still love you cause I created you, see. From the dust of the ground, I'm the potter, you're the clay. I made you who you are, even if you go astray. You might be a murderer on drugs or gay. Titles given in your sin is not where it has to end. Take my hand to a place where you never been, and I show you the beginning of your new blessing. Don't be afraid of leaving all these things behind. False evidence appearing real, fear defined. And the truth is myself, just have a little faith. The size of a mustard seed is all that it takes. Then you will move every mountain that is in your way. No matter the situation or the time of day. Anytime trouble comes in and tries to beat you, I am your strength provider, so no weapon can defeat you.
I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning. I never leave, I never stop, even though it hurts. This is the way my plan goes, and it's gonna work. I lost people whose heart is burning to find true love as the world keeps turning.
Finally, let me make it real clear. My desire is to save, but my judgment is near. So if you don't choose life, death will appear and bring doom to all who have a close ear to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice. I came just to make you free. Just simply believe in me. Don't lean to your ways, cause my life is the way to be.
Yeah, that was my single, The World Keeps Turning. My friends, go check me out at Spotify, Amazon.com, iTunes. The debut album, Renewed, is my personal testimony based off of a life as a believer and my life before I was a believer, and how I had to renew my mind daily, even to stay in this walk currently and still continuing to renew my mind. Because I tell you, things get rough, man, when you go to work, when you are, even when you're out in the road, you driving and somebody cuts you off. Okay, y'all know what I'm talking about. I know good and well. Y'all know good and well. Can you be driving, you just chilling, somebody cuts you off, and then they look at you like you did something wrong? Okay. My brothers and sisters, we got to stay focused. Check out Brit Nicole with Who You Say You Are.
But there are days I can't see a happy.
a.k.a. Sam P. God is who he said he is. And if you don't believe it, just try it. I can only go from my experience, but, you know, my lifestyle before Christ, as many of you, if you've heard my previous shows, I was into drugs. I was into alcohol. I was into pornography. And as I came to Christ, those habits try to linger with me. But it's only the power of Christ that gives you the ability to make those things go away, because you have a choice. You have a decision. And so when you combine that with the power of Christ and use his power to cast down those mindsets, speak those things that are not as though they were, they'll eventually go away, because life and death is in the power of your tongue. And it might sound spiritual, but it's this simple, really. Because God made this world based off a word. He made everything based off a word. So if you're going through any situations in your life, my followers of Christ, continue to stay focused. And those who don't believe in Christ, just try him. Try him for 30 days. Try him for 30 days. Let your heart go full and open, because it's not a game. And I put a message out on Facebook yesterday, and it was something that the Lord laid on my heart, that you're not going to always have a time where you're going to have a second chance. You know, I thank the Lord for giving me a second chance, a third chance, fourth, fifth, and sixth chance, to be honest with you. But there's going to come a time that you may not get a second chance. And I pray that you don't miss that opportunity, because God's grace and mercy endures forever. But please make sure you take that opportunity and ask Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life, because he will change your life, no matter what you believe, no matter what you think. If you think you got forever, then that's not true. Please take this opportunity and allow Christ to come into your life and change your life. He will really do it. It's something else I was reading also this week, and you know, I ask a lot of people that love to help. But one thing, you got to learn to take care of yourself. Let me read something to you right quick. There are two kinds of people who will never understand your need to take care of yourself. Legalists, they never stop trying to measure up to certain perfectionist, moral, ethical, and religious standards. And servaholics, they sacrifice themselves on the altar of endless church activity, believing it's the only way to please God. Some of the disciples did this. When a woman poured expensive oil on his head, they got upset. How come? Had they never heard the words, "You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows"? In the Bible times, oil was used for different purposes, such as soothing, massaging, and refreshing the body after a long journey or a hard day's work. So God thinks it's okay for me to take a break, you ask? Yes. But since servaholics have a need to be needed, like the disciples, they think this oil might have been sold for much and the money given to the poor. Their belief system is, others matter, I don't. Understand this, when you take care of others but not yourself, you become spiritually and emotionally drained. And two, you end up resentful because your needs go unrecognized and unmet. Three, and then you start looking for relief in all the wrong places. Look, there's nothing wrong with helping people. God calls you to help, but don't do it to a point that you overexert yourself, because the people who you're helping need you, and they need you to be refreshed. And if you have a family, your family needs you, your wife needs you, your husband needs you. So be wise, use wisdom. A lot of times we think pleasing God alone is just, okay, I'm going to be on this auxiliary and this auxiliary and this auxiliary. God has given you gifts. So use your gifts and your talents in the auxiliary or wherever in the church or even in the community where community where God selects you and go out there and do the work of Christ, but make sure you don't neglect those who really need you the most. So, we're going to another track. Shout out to my boy, Doctoring, a final reflect in the Tang Tang. Yo, check me and Doctoring out next year. We got to do something. We're going to do a collaboration. And so it's going to be lifting up the name of Jesus, most importantly. But check out his track, Not Fooling Me, featuring Echo. My man DOC, Doctor and featuring Echo with Not Fooling Me. This is Renewed Radio. I am your host, Mr. S to the P, as we are winding down and we are getting into the Christmas season. I pray that you have a safe season, safe time, enjoy this time with your family. And just remember, after all the gifts, after all the presents, because you know we like presents. I know I like presents. And, you know, my wife got me something for Christmas, and, you know, she's just so sweet. I got my present early, and she got me these nice pants that I love. She always know what I want. See, that's when you know that you got a wonderful guy. It's like you don't even have to tell her. She already knows what you want. And so it's just a blessing. Shout out to my wife, Aria Pierce. But, you know, just remember that Christmas is about Jesus Christ. I mean, if you really think about it, Christmas, Christ and M-A-S means more. So Christ more. It's just like when you're celebrating someone's birthday. You know, you might celebrate them all year round, but it's just this certain specific time that you just got to celebrate them even more. And it gives you more of a reason to just stay in commitment with your walk with Christ. Celebrate him more. He died for you. He died for you, and you didn't deserve it. His grace. He gave us grace, which is an undeserved gift. So, my brothers and sisters, as we are winding down, I want to let you know that we will not be having a show during the weeks of the 21st through the 31st due to I'm going to be out of town getting my glove on and chilling with my family. Shout out to my family in Middlesex, my sister Michelle McDoone, my mom Cheryl Scarborough, and her friend Mr. Bobby Wilkes. So check it out. Shout out to my family, Brooke, Elijah, Miss Smith. Thank you for listening to the show. I will see y'all. One love.